Now, are you confused about taxes? Well, let's be real, unless you've got an accounting degree, the odds are you probably are quite confused about some aspects. Well, it's the end of the financial year, and don't sweat it, because we've got a brand new segment for you. Tax Tuesday is coming to Tuesday Breakfast for a little while we get some experts in from UTS to break down all that jargon. Today we're chatting about what a reduction in company tax means for Australian shareholders and overseas shareholders, and this week's wonderful expert is Jonathan Tyler, Associate Professor and the Deputy Head of Accounting Discipline Group at UTS. John, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Tess, it's wonderful to be here with you.
So can we compare company tax rates from around the world just as a starting point?
Yeah, it's really easy to do it because every country has a website and you can simply look it up and the tax rate's there. And so we get countries like the United Arab Emirates that have a 55% tax rate.
Whoa.
To our near neighbour Vanuatu, who has none. But, you know, it's not just regionally based. For instance, Qatar, that's in the Middle East, only has a 10%, while their neighbour UAI has 55%. The islands around England have a zero tax rate, and Ireland has the best of all. You can negotiate your company tax rate.
That's an insane level, from zero to 55.
Yeah, the big problem is, though, the company tax is normally paid on a flat rate. So for every dollar that's earned, you pay that percentage of tax. But the big issue is that tax is, of course, paid on taxable income. It's not paid on accounting profits.
And so if we must have a company tax cut, why, I guess, are we not restricting it to potentially small Australian companies?
Well, we did initially restrict it, and the current government's actually got a plan to do that. But the first thing is the definition of small started off in 2016 as a turnover revenue, total revenue of $2 million. And by 2019, it's planned to raise that to $50 million to be regarded as being small. And the reduction is from 30% initially down to 28.5% and then down to 27.5% by 2017.
And so what, I guess, would be the impact of that for people who do own shares, shareholders in both Australia and overseas, I guess?
Well, the interesting thing is in Australia, unlike many countries, we have what we call dividend imputation. Big word, but basically what it means is the company pays tax and then as a shareholder, when I get the dividend, I get that tax money back.
Okay, I think I'm following. I've confessed this is not my strong point. I'm pretty sure I follow. So what is the difference between then profits and taxable income?
Oh, there's a vast difference. You need to go to the basis of tax. Tax is there for two fundamental reasons. Firstly, it's there to raise money to run the country. But secondly, it's there to encourage and discourage certain activities. For instance, if you wish to smoke or drink, of course, the taxes on that are much higher than they are on fresh fruit and vegetables. And similarly for companies, there are big allowances for what we call capital purchases. A really common one that we know of is businesses are allowed to buy something for $20,000 and get an immediate tax deduction. So as a small business person, I can buy my Hyundai. I hope they're paying for this. And I can get an immediate write-off of up to $20,000, which reduces my taxable income by $20,000. And if I was a company, that would effectively save me, I'm trying to think, it saved me $6,000 in tax simply because I bought that car at this stage of the year. So the government's saying, we want to encourage you to invest in assets and we'll give you an immediate deduction associated with it.
That sounds perfectly reasonable. So if the company tax rate is lowered, where else might the money needed to run the country actually come from?
Well, everyone has their pet projects. And so if you're a pacifist, you say, you know, let's not spend any money on defence and that'd save us $30 billion a year. Or let's force everyone to be in the private hospital system or the private medical system, which would save $70 billion a year. Or we could cut out education or a whole range of it. But my favourite one is in the area of superannuation. It's not so much what happens on the way in or how it's taxed there, but let me draw a scenario. I'm getting old, and so imagine that I'm ready to retire. I sell my house. It's capital gains tax-free because it's my house. I sell my investment property, which means that it's a capital gain, so I only pay tax on half of what I earn on it. And then I take my superannuation and I cash it out, and I use all of that money together to buy a great big house on the ocean. And with that, I can then get a pension.
And everyone works.
And it's funny that I can live in a $10 million house and still get a pension.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. How often does that happen?
Well, I would suggest it happens relatively often for the simple reason that I can withdraw my superannuation as a lump sum. And in doing so, it entitles me to a pension. Now, in contrast to that, if I had, say, $500,000 in money in the bank, and then I gifted you 10,000 of it, the Department of Social Security would look at that and go, oh, no, you've deliberately reduced your amount of assets, therefore we will give you less pension. But if I take the money and put it into a house that I live in, it's no trouble at all.
Makes
Australia
sense.
Is obsessed with houses.
We certainly are, yes. All that avocado toast and millennials, all that fun stuff.
Yes.
John, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Well, thank you for having me here on 2SER. And I can't go without saying that, of course, if you want to reduce your tax and you do have a taxable income, you can make a tax-deductible donation to 2SER and that will reduce your tax.
You certainly
in doing
can.
So.
Certainly can. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Tess.
John Tyler there, Deputy Head of Accounting Discipline Group at UTS. Kicking off our new segment, Tax Tuesday, as he mentioned, though, it is the end of financial year and it is our end of financial year donation drive. Tax deductible donations, anything over $2. You can head to 2ser.com/donate or call our lovely producers on 9514 9500.